USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A deadly storm that lashed coastal California with hurricane-force winds and torrential rain is far from over. Flood advisories, downpouring of rains causing mudslides and more. Bryce Daybell, Los Angeles area resident, talks about what he's experienced over the past 24 hours.
I went to bed last night when it was raining, what I would call torrentially, and literally I was woken up around 3 a.m. because it was so loud.
There's still no Speaker of the House following 8 rounds of votes in the chamber. Pennsylvania Republican Representative-elect Scott Perry says there's a reason why he isn't voting for House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
We are looking for transformational change in the swamp and the uniparty in Washington, D.C. that doesn't work for the American people, that works for Washington, D.C. And we're not going to leave until we have that.
But a new name got thrown into the mix today. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz voted for former President Trump. The suspect accused of butchering 4 University of Idaho students is making his initial court appearance. Brian Koberger appeared calm and told the judge he understands the charges against him while sitting in court in an orange jumpsuit. The judge ordered he remain in jail with no bail. Doctors treating Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin says he asked who won the game when he woke up. Hamlin remains in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field during Monday night's NFL game against the Cincinnati Bengals. The doctors added, today marks a great turning point. Pretty good news from Delta. They're beginning to offer free Wi-Fi on its flights starting February 1st. CEO Ed Bastian said most of its flights in the U.S. will have the service next month. More flights will then be adding it by the week. He said the company invested over $1 billion to provide the free service. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Virginia Metro worker is out of a job after being charged with driving a train while intoxicated. The transit agency said he skipped a station in Alexandria 2 days before Christmas and then stopped for 30 minutes before finally letting passengers off at another station. Metro Transit Police arrested him. He's since been fired. Electric vehicle drivers will soon be able to ask Amazon's Alexa where they can find a charging station. The online retail giant announced at CES it's teaming with EVgo. It's one of the largest U.S. charging networks, which Alexa will use to help navigate drivers to the next closest public charging spot. Alexa will even be able to pay for the charge with voice commands if the driver heads to a EVgo station. The new feature is expected to roll out later this year. New Yorkers say the city is no different a year into Mayor Eric Adams' term after he went on a rant about a member of the former administration. New Yorkers can't agree on whether Adams is grandstanding or trying his best to clean up the city.
Maybe stay out of the public and with his swag and try to get more things done.
This new mayor is trying to do the right thing, I think, you know?
First Lady Jill Biden is undergoing surgery to have a small lesion removed. During a routine cancer screening, doctors found a lesion above Dr. Biden's right eye and recommended to be removed surgically. She's scheduled for the procedure next week. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. 2 chicken burritos, 2 bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.